weight of loss, the joy of reunion, reflections on death, love, and God's heart. Thank you, number 17 under 17 on 17. Father, I come to you this morning with thanksgiving, but also with a heavy heart. Death is tough because it's a loss. A friend died yesterday, someone whose family is very close to us, to me. I thank you for his life, Lord, for the impact he made, for the love he shared, for the memories that now bring both comfort and pain. As I sit with this grief, you're showing me something profound. If we die and there is no feeling of loss in anybody's heart, then we've lived in vain. The loss means that they lived a life where people loved them and they loved people. The greater the love, the greater the loss felt. This pain I'm experiencing right now, it's actually a testimony to a life well lived, to relationships that mattered, to love that was real. I know that on the other side of death in this life is life with you. If we live for Christ when we die, we step into our forever life with Christ. It's a graduation. It's great joy. It's unspeakable joy to see you as you are, to know as you know. But on this side, it's tough. It leaves a hole. Father, you felt that when Adam and Eve rebelled, you felt that loss. That was a death to you. A loss far greater because your love was far greater than we can know. And when I continue in sin, it hurts even more. It hurts you even more. But you knew, Father, way in advance. You knew the cost of love, the risk of relationship, the pain of loss, and you chose to love us anyway. Father, when we come to you again, it's so much joy, Lord. It's almost like a loved one coming back from death, being resurrected and coming back to us. It would be total joy.
Oh, the joy you feel when we come to you, and we have that seal of eternal life to be with you for eternity. I can't fully understand it. You want us to stay with you. The only reason you leave us here is for your glory, to bring others to you because of that joy, that loss reversed, that reunion celebrated.
Then I heard your voice so tender in this moment of grief, son. You can't even imagine the love I have for you in my creation. Yes, it was a loss. The loss I felt was so great when Adam rebelled, when my creation chose sin. But when you come back to me, oh, the joy. So much joy when you came back. Everyone who accepts my son brings me joy. The angels in heaven rejoice because they know how much joy it brings me. Luke 15:7 suddenly makes so much more sense. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The angels don't rejoice because they're impressed with our decision. They rejoice because they know the Father's heart. They've witnessed his grief over lost children. They understand the depth of his love, and when one comes home, they celebrate because they know the joy it brings him. This morning in my grief over my friend's death, you're giving me a window into your heart. You know loss intimately, every person who walks away from you, every soul that chooses sin over relationship, you feel that as death, as loss, as grief. Your love makes the loss greater. The depth of your pain at our rebellion is proportional to the depth of your love for us. You experience resurrection joy. Every salvation is like a loved one returning from death. Every prodigal coming home, every lost sheep found, you leave us here for others, not because you don't want us with you, but because you want others to experience that same reunion joy. This changes how I view my continued life on earth. I'm not just waiting to go home. I'm here as an instrument of your joy, helping others find their way back to you, participating in heaven's celebrations, being part of reunion stories that bring you unspeakable joy. My friend who died, he knew Christ. He's experiencing that graduation joy right now. He's seeing you face to face. He knows as he is known, and heaven is celebrating a prayer of grief and hope. Father, thank you for this glimpse into your heart. Thank you for understanding my grief because you've experienced loss yourself. Thank you for my friend's life and the love we shared, the very love that makes this loss so painful. I trust that if he knew you, he's experiencing unspeakable joy right now. He's graduated, he's home. And while I grieve, I also celebrate that. Use my remaining time here for your glory. Let me be part of bringing others to that reunion joy with you. Let me help create more celebrations in heaven. And when my time comes, may there be those who feel the loss because love was real. And may I step into that eternal joy with you. Comfort my friend's family. Hold them close. Let them feel your presence in this valley, in Jesus' name. Amen.